Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Today's topic is something we all need a little reminder about. Self-care. And no, I'm not talking about bubble baths and face masks, though those are nice. I'm talking about the nitty-gritty stuff, the daily habits and practices that build mental resilience and help us navigate the ups and downs of life with grace and grit. You know, like a rockstar navigating a sold-out tour call under pressure, right? Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, another self-help podcast, hear me out. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. And just like any good athlete knows, they need to train their body and mind to keep going strong. Self-care isn't just about feeling good, it's about building the mental strength to handle whatever life throws your way, those unexpected curveballs, that frustrating traffic jam, or even that awkward encounter at the grocery store. Ever felt like you're constantly running on empty? Like a hamster wheel with no escape? That's what happens when we neglect our own well-being. So, how do we actually make self-care a non-negotiable part of our lives? Let me break it down for you. 1. Prioritize sleep. I know, easier said than done, right? But seriously, sleep is like the ultimate reset button for your brain and body. Think of it as nightly maintenance. You wouldn't skip oil changes on your car, would you? Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours a night, and make your bedroom a haven for relaxation, no screens and out before bed. 2. Fuel your body with good stuff. We all know junk food isn't doing us any favors, but making healthy choices doesn't have to be a chore. Think of it as nourishing your engine. You wouldn't put low-grade fuel in a Ferrari, right? Load up on fruits, veggies, whole grains, and lean protein. It's not about deprivation, it's about giving your body the best ingredients to thrive. 3. Move your body. I'm not saying you need to become a marathon runner unless that's your thing. But regular physical activity does wonders for both your physical and mental health. Think of it as a stress buster, an energy booster, and a mood lifter all rolled into one. Find something you enjoy: dancing, hiking, swimming, even just taking a brisk walk in the park. 4. Disconnect to reconnect. Ever feel like you're constantly plugged in? The endless notifications, the social media scroll, it can be exhausting. Make time for digital detox, put your phone away, turn off the TV, and spend some quality time doing something offline that brings you joy. Read a book, listen to music, meditate, or simply enjoy the quiet. 5. Cultivate gratitude. This might sound cheesy, but seriously, taking the time to appreciate the good things in your life can make a world of difference. Keep a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're grateful for each day, or simply take a moment to savor those little moments that bring you joy. You know that feeling when you finally get a break from work, and all you want to do is curl up on the couch with a good book? That's self-care in action, prioritizing your well-being and giving yourself permission to recharge. Think about a time when you were really stressed or overwhelmed. What did you do to cope? Did you reach for that extra cup of coffee, scroll through social media endlessly, or maybe even skip meals? Those are all temporary fixes. Self-care isn't just about escaping stress, it's about building the resilience to handle it head-on. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? So, make time for those things that nourish your mind, body, and soul. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, get comfy, and let's dive into the world of self-care together. Remember, you deserve to feel your best. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder about the power of self-care. And if you have any questions or want to share your own self-care tips, hit me up on social media. I'm always here for a good chat and some honest conversations. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.